اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال مولانا حسن بن علي العسكري عليه الصلاة والسلام: أعبد الناس من أقام على الفرائض. First of all, I would like to say congratulations for the birthday of 11th Imam Hasan al-Askari alayhi salatu wassalam. And the second is we are in the week which is week for the victory of Islamic Revolution. Congratulations to all Mu'minin Mu'minat for this very important success of Muslim Ummah and victory of the Muslim Ummah. That is really a happy occasion. It gives us pleasure that Islam is on the system at the moment. Today, I would like to address one of the hadiths of our 11th Imam. But before we go to hadith, sometimes our concept about the person who is the most worshipping person, or if we like to say somebody, defining somebody, he worships a lot. So then we are going to see somebody who stays most of the time in masjid, right? And keeps praying, for example, most of the time, and recites nafila and du'as, and prays more. Then we are going to say that really this person is a very worshipping person. He is abid, because he prays a lot. This is our definition. Let us look at the definition with the view of an imam. How he views, who can be the most worshipping personality, and then correct our concept about worship. Imam says, "A'abadu nas." A'abadu is af'alu tafdil. That when you like to exaggerate in somebody and say that the most worshipping personality, the most worshipping personality. Abid is the one who worships. A'abad is the one who worships a lot. Exaggeration in the personality is this quality of worshipping. The most worshipping personality, man aqama ala al-fara'id, the one who stands for his responsibilities. Isn't that interesting? The one who stands for his responsibilities is going to be considered a'badun nas. Why is that? Fara'id does mean, that means duties. Fara'id, that means responsibilities. Aqama ala al-fara'id, the one who stands for completion of the duties, completion of responsibilities. Let's say that if worshipping becomes the concept to make somebody as a real worshipper, then if there is a day that one needs to fast, for example, and somebody was just continuously praying, so it's not going to be making person as the most worshipping person. If responsibility becomes that one needs to go for Hajj and he keeps praying, then of course he's not completing his responsibility. But at the same time, he needs to do at the time, whatever time is that, according to that time, taking the stand according to the time, taking the stand according to responsibility. Let's say, for example, if I am praying and beside me somebody is burning, so should I continue my praying or should I leave my prayer? So question is, what I need to do? Fix is that you need to leave your prayer. You need to save the person because person is burning at this time. If there is a fire, then I need to take care of the fire before I start praying. Even it is said that when you enter to the prayer hall, and you see that there is a place which is najis. If you have enough time, then first you need to clean that place before you start praying. So responsibility, it comes according to the time and necessities, according to the circumstances. If that is the case, then worshipping cannot be always praying. worshipping is going to be changed according to time, according to the circumstances. It depends what circumstances I am. I have to complete my duties within those circumstances. And if somebody is not completing responsibilities and duties according to the time, according to the circumstances, that person cannot be considered as worshipper. That is why when Imam Al-Islam wanted to define somebody as the most worshipping personality, is the one who takes stand for completion of the responsibilities. And in this definition, we can say the personality of Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi, in his time, he was the most worshipping personality, because he was completing whatever duty it was according to the time, according to the needs and the circumstances. For example, he had seen that Shah ruling country. He thought that it's my responsibility that I have to take out this government. I have to change this government. So he started this move. He felt this is responsibility. He took that responsibility in his hands. He moved forward. He was living exile. He was taking all the pains. His family was suffering, but he continued his job until he has been able to get rid of this government. But getting rid of this government, it wasn't the task. The task, it should be replacement. So he also had decided that my responsibility is to establish an Islamic government. Voluntarily, he put himself in this position that he would like to establish the government, and he has been able to complete this task as well, that he established the government in his time, and not only establishing the government at the time, but he became able that he was completing almost all the responsibilities as a leader of the time, taking the pains of all Muslim Ummah, giving replies of every issue, taking the charge of every issue that is regarding the Muslim Ummah. That makes person as A'badun Nas, the most worshipping personality. So there can be many people, those who are worshipping, but the one who is taking responsibilities voluntarily and completing those responsibilities according to time, that is going to be the most worshipping personality. If we like to see ourselves in this place, so let us start making our motive from today, that whatever responsibility, it comes according to the time and according to the circumstances, we need to complete that. Then we will be considered into this definition if we like to take really benefit of our 11th Imam. So let us repeat this hadith all together that we can all learn. Imam said, A'badun nasi, A'badun nasi, من أقام على الفرائض أعبد الناس من أقام على الفرائض. One more time. أعبد الناس من أقام على الفرائض. So let us test. Have a test. Anybody? أعبد الناس من أقام على الفرائض. Make another test. Anybody? MashaAllah. Any youth? Anybody from youth? Come on, I said it four times. Youth, where are you? I don't see anybody. Okay, I'm going to say one more time. All right? A'abadu an-nasi man aqama ala al-fara'id. No. Good. Ala al-fara'id. MashaAllah. One more. Anybody? Youth. Youth. MashaAllah. Say salawat, please. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi.